you're ready to take your leadership to the next level, you're in the right place. This is the Think on Purpose podcast, and I'm your host, Jen Fry. Let's dive in. You look on my LinkedIn profile, it says that I refer to myself as a, quote, recovering perfectionist. So if you think you identify as a perfectionist or a recovering perfectionist, this episode is for you. So let me give you some insights into, like, how do I know if I might be a perfectionist? So here's a couple questions to ask yourself. Number one, have you ever thought to yourself that there's like a specific way for doing things? And I'm not talking about something like a standard operating procedure that dictates that we have a specific procedure, a specific set of rules in order to maintain safety, for example. This is more like towels. Like, have you ever gotten into a fight about how to fold a towel or how to load a dishwasher? Because your brain tells you this is like how we do it. And anything that doesn't match your very clear process means that the other person is doing it wrong. Second test is, are you constantly looking for more? Because people generally are impressed with you. Like, maybe you hear pretty often, like, oh, I don't know how you get it all done. I don't know how you do all the things. And so you have sort of adapted this belief that you want to constantly be doing more. You're like always looking for the next thing. And sometimes it's really helpful and it serves you well, but other times you're like, oh my gosh, I am trying to do too much. Why did I do that thing? Or maybe you even look back and you're like, I have no idea how I survived that time because I just kept saying yes and I did it, but I wonder what I sacrificed, right? So you're just constantly looking to do more. And then the third kind of test is you get it all done, but it like takes you a long time. And how this often shows up is like we procrastinate because we're so afraid of like getting it wrong, or we agonize about every decision because we don't want to upset someone. We don't want to screw it up. So like take the example of email. If you've ever spent way too much time crafting the like just perfect response to an email that probably didn't require that much time, you might be a perfectionist. Or if you have fiddled with PowerPoint slides or a presentation and the colors and agonized over the fonts and just like really spent way more time than was necessary on these little details, might be a perfectionist. So just thinking about, so I gave you three examples, like which of those, if any, ring true for you? And if they don't ring true for you, I wonder if there's someone in your life, maybe you report to someone or someone reports to you, that might exhibit those traits. Maybe you're even married to a perfectionist. So here's the thing is when we have that perfectionist mindset, there are some pros to it, right? The pro is that we get external validation. That feels good. We very often see high levels of success, right? We are able to catch and fix errors. Perfectionists can be really great at that detail-oriented work. The finished product is always excellent. When we think about a perfectionist mindset, it's like their A plus is probably everyone else's like B minus, but this very high attention to work pays off. Now there are some cons, right? So the cons of that perfectionist identity is that that is how we see ourselves, and anything less than like 110% is not enough. It's not good enough. We judge ourselves. We often take longer than needed on day-to-day work, which of course, then that bleeds into, I don't close my laptop, or I reopen it after work, or I'm spending family time thinking about work, or maybe I'm planning a Disney vacation and it's taking up like an excessive amount of brain space. And because I'm so focused on the quote, perfect spring break, I'm not focused on other areas of my life. So this does not have to be work only. This can also bleed into our home lives, our personal lives, right? And this fear of failure makes us much less likely to try new things. And I think that's super interesting to consider because a lot of perfectionism, while it can be helpful, it also holds us back in experiencing life. And I think the fundamental question kind of running in the back of our brains, and at least this is kind of what I was thinking, is like, what if people find out that I'm not perfect? And here's what I've learned is that, to be honest, people know, right? I mean, we're not really actually fooling anyone. Our spouses, our direct reports, our children, our peers, our colleagues, our bosses, of course they know that we're not perfect. But we have created this illusion in our own minds, and we get so stuck on keeping that illusion alive that we really miss out on a lot of other things like learning, like real relationships, because we're afraid to like be wrong. We're afraid to be vulnerable. We miss out on the opportunity to really connect with someone and be like, I actually have no idea what I'm doing. We miss out on getting someone else to help us through something. We miss out on something simple like dinner or watching our kids' basketball game because our mind is always going into that place of what did I miss? What did I screw up? What did I do wrong? So here's the thing. There really is no such thing as perfect. And if it did exist, it's really only because of like a completely random set of criteria. Right? Like, who's to say what's the perfect cup of coffee? What's the perfect PowerPoint presentation? What's the perfect story or the perfect headline? So much of this is a matter of opinion, but we've internalized it to make it mean something about ourselves. And when we believe that perfectionism is even possible, we become trapped in our own minds. We think that perfectionism is a positive attribute. And so many of us kind of wear this as like a badge of honor. It's very similar to how we think about being busy, right? Like, oh, I'm a very busy perfectionist. And in our culture, that is rewarded in our society. But actually, perfectionism is so difficult and it's so stressful. So I want to offer you just some ideas, right? Like, how did I start noticing that perfectionism is this big lie that I've been telling myself and it's not even possible? Well, I was reflecting on this and I think I had like, there's a very specific moment that comes to mind. And I was having a big team meeting and I don't know, in my mind's eye, there were like 50 people in the room. In truth, it was maybe 10 or 12 people. And I was really trying to get the team excited about some new processes and procedures that we had. But I also recognized there could be some challenges. And so I was being very emphatic in my language. And what I said was, remember, team, you don't have to go commando. And the room got real silent. And then a couple of people started laughing. And one person said, Jen, I don't think that means what you think it means. And then I started laughing and I'm like, I know what it means, right? Go commando is like, don't wear underwear, which is definitely not what I was trying to say in this important team meeting. What I was trying to say was like, don't be a hero. Don't hesitate to ask for help. Don't go out by yourself. That's the message I was trying to give. But what I noticed in that moment is like, I said something pretty embarrassing. And the old me, the before coaching version of me, would have been absolutely mortified. I don't really know how I would have recovered. And I don't even know if I would have laughed. I probably would have just been so devastated and mortified that I like, quote, made a mistake or I screwed up. But instead, in that moment, I just started laughing and I couldn't even think of like, what is the word I'm looking for here? And so it sort of just became this like really lighthearted moment. And it was such good evidence for my brain that, hey, you can screw up and the world doesn't end. Hey, you can screw up and still be a good leader. Hey, you can screw up and like, it's really not that big of a deal. This moment in time was like, it was like the light switch flipped on and I recognized I can start to loosen up a little bit. I can start to reset my standard. So I think once I had that awareness that, hey, perfectionism isn't even a thing, then I could start playing with what is my new standard? How am I going to treat myself when I screw up? Because the truth is we all screw up, right? There is no such thing as perfection. Not the perfect cup of coffee. And now there's a perfect cup of coffee for me, but we wouldn't all agree on what that looks like. And that's the important part. So I can do things like decide you know what, this presentation is good enough and I can walk away from it. I can do things like decide if I flub a word or I mispronounce something or I say the wrong phrase, it doesn't actually have to mean anything about my intelligence or my capabilities. It just means I made a mistake and I said the wrong things. I can also start to reframe what I think is worth my time. And this for perfectionists can be very difficult because we're thinking everything is important. Everything is an emergency. Everything is critical. And that puts us in that state of overworking. But if I can have that awareness, I can start to reset my standards, then it's possible to actually get to this place where I'm believing that done is better than perfect. That I can be done with a draft. I can deliver it. I can get some feedback and I can try again. I can decide that more isn't necessarily better. I can decide that changing a color on a slide actually probably doesn't contribute to the overall outcome of the delivery. One of my favorite phrases is GETMO, G-E-T-M-O. And it comes from Craig Groeschel, who's a Christian leader. And he says that GETMO means good enough to move on. And I just love that. So good enough to move on. When I'm in the perfectionist mindset, it's never good enough to move on until it's quote unquote perfect. Once I have this mindset of GETMO, of good enough to move on, now I can start to like see with a little bit more clarity what's most important. What can I do that will make a difference in the outcome that I'm going for? And here's the other thing that I think really makes a difference is when I'm clear on the priority, when I'm clear on what it looks like to be good enough to move on, then I can also express that to my team because so much team frustration comes from not really knowing what the leader's standards are, not really knowing what it's supposed to look like when we're done, not really knowing, is this a 3-slide presentation or are we looking for 52 slides with data points. So we have to be clear as leaders so that we can help articulate that to our teams. And if you have ever worked for someone who's a perfectionist, and those of you who worked for me in the past, I'm so sorry, but now I know better, I'm doing better. But if you've ever worked for a perfectionist in the past, you know how frustrating that can be when you're doing iteration after iteration and feeling like, when are we going to be done here? I have other things to work on. So that's what I want to offer you today is just this reminder that even though our brains tell us that perfection is necessary, that perfection is something that we need to strive for, it's actually not true. And there's so many more beautiful things in life that we can witness when we have a little bit more space for them. When we have a little bit more space, we can allow more joy. We can allow more laughter. We can allow more creativity. And I think that's worth giving up a little bit of perfectionism for. I'm not talking about lowering your standards because perfectionist, I see you, and I know that's going to be a very like difficult phrase to accept. It's not about lowering my standards. It's about considering where is the value and what is truly important. So consider, where can I have some awareness? Where can I notice where I'm putting in effort and it's really not meaningful? It's really not getting me anywhere. Where can I reset my standard and just decide it's good enough to move on? GETMO. And then how can I use that extra energy that I have to allow things that maybe are more fun, that create actual like contribution and create a difference in the work that we're doing? And then, of course, filtering that down to our team members, passing it to our colleagues so that we're all on the same page and we understand what that standard of work looks like. As always, I love to know, what is resonating for you? What do you think about this topic? Are you a perfectionist? And if you are not on my email list, make sure you jump over to my website, get on my email list because I send a newsletter every Wednesday. And don't forget, we have new podcasts dropping every Tuesday. So if you haven't had a chance to subscribe and like my podcast, I'd love if you did that now. Okay, everyone, I'll see you next week. Hey, don't forget to like and follow me on Instagram at jen.fry.coaching, where we share more tips, more personal stories, and continue our journey to think on purpose. And if you liked today's episode, click those 3 dots and share it with a friend.